Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
The receivers in here offline 3 minutes ago.
Isn't it about time we got her take on this? She might have some good ideas on how to deal.
Sorry, Eiffel. As long as Maxwell's around, we have to assume that Hera's servers aren't as private as they used to be.
Fine. Let's get this week's meeting of the Midnight Society over with. So, anyone come up with a good way to kick Colonel Mustard, King Bob-omb, and Doc Matrix off our station? All right, then. Good talk. Let's do this again.
Hold on. Loveless, any updates on the Urania's armory?
I'm afraid not. It seems my jurisdiction as Master at Arms doesn't extend that far. But whatever's in there...
We've got to assume that it's a lot bigger than anything we have access to. Right.
What about you, Minkowski? Were you able to make anything out of that tech readout?
Yeah, it's not good. All of the Urania's navigation controls are on biometric lockdown. Biometric lockdown. It means navigation won't engage without verifying Colonel Kepler's DNA code.
Oh.
So even if we were able to disengage the Urania from the Hephaestus structure...
Which seems less and less likely.
In order to actually go anywhere, we'd need our top enemy to suddenly decide he wants to do us one hell of a solid.
No, we would not.
Yes, Doctor, we would. The system won't respond
unless it can verify Colonel Kepler's DNA. But DNA does not need to come from a living body, does it?
Could you not?
Gentlemen.
How many times do we have to go over this?
Perhaps if you are not so quick to dismiss the idea.
Enough! That's enough for one night. Everyone get some rest, but stay sharp. Keep your eyes open for anything we might be able to use to our advantage, okay? Good luck.
What was that? Nothing. You know, Hilbert, I'm getting real tired.
Hold it. You got something to say, Doctor? Let's have it.
What is point of looking for opportunity if you do not use it when it appears. What do you think is happening here? Where do you think you are? All of your lives are in danger. I suggest you start taking the appropriate measures.
Oh, that's funny, because I got this memory of you telling us to wait for it, to look for the right moment.
And the right moment came and went, and you did nothing. You're right, Eiffel. AI perspective would be very useful. If only AI specialist was not around to compromise invaluable source of intelligence.
We don't do that.
Why not? It would have increased our chances of survival by—
Because, you twisted piece of insane troll logic, it's not just about surviving. It's about being able to live with ourselves after we get off this tin can. Right, Commander?
Yeah.
Could you maybe sound slightly more enthusiastic about the whole not killing people thing?
Some people do not have the stomach for what needs to be done.
And some people have to be dragged, kicking and screaming towards improvement. Consider this your mandatory lesson in humanity for the evening. No one is on board with the Kilbert agenda.
No one, Eiffel? Captain?
You have 10 seconds to get out of this room.
Very well.
Are you all right, Captain? That was—
I'm fine, Eiffel.
Welcome back, Hera. Thank you for your patience.
Not a problem, Lieutenant. How was, the diagnostics meeting?
Oh, you know, same old, same old.
'53, '54.
We need to talk. There is something we must discuss.
It's 2 in the morning. There is nothing we have to discuss at 2 in the morning.
What about missing ammonia?
What did you say?
Small amounts of ammonia have been removed from the chemical shed, along with grease solvent and glycerin.
Get to the point.
I know you have been taking supplies, and I know what you are making with them.
And what? You're going to rat on me?
Don't be absurd. I am glad that someone is taking the necessary measures, and I am glad it is you.
So what are we discussing, then?
We are discussing cooperation, Captain. And we are discussing this.
What is—
Fertilizer. The grounding agent you are missing.
I thought all the fertilizer from the greenhouse was gone.
Yes. Following certain botanical incidents, I decided its removal from public access would be prudent. But rest assured, I can provide you with more than enough to complete your project.
And in exchange?
There is a matter in which I require some assistance. I promise it is nothing untoward, and it is not unsafe. I just need an hour of your time.
Oh, that's funny. No. No deal. You're getting just as much out of this as I am, so just tell me where the supplies are. I'll handle the rest.
No, that is not how this is going to work. Neither one of us likes it, Captain, but we are in this disaster together. It is time we start acting accordingly.
So, where are we going?
I need someone who knows the station layout. You have been here longer than anyone else.
Anyone other than you. And that wasn't an answer.
You will just have to be patient. And trust me.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
Is it such an implausible concept? The two of us are not so different.
Ooh, what a fascinating theory you've got there. Fascinating and hilarious.
We're both pragmatists. And after everything that we've been through, I would think that
after
you've...
everything that we've been through? Most of the things that I've been through are things that you put me through.
And none of it was my choice.
Oh, really? Really? That's what you're going to go with?
Command gave me orders. If I didn't follow them, I would
your
have...
Your virus? Your experiments. Your lies. I don't care if there was a gun to your head. You don't get to wash your hands of it.
Here. This way. Perhaps not. I still did what I had to do. My research...
I don't care about your research.
No, you do not get to not care about it. My work will save countless lives, and I have done everything in my power to realize that potential. That is part of the equation, no matter how much you want it not to be. What was it Officer Lambert used to say?
What did you just say?
Lambert and his inane military mantra. What was it? We don't get to choose who we fight with. We don't get to choose who we fight against. We only... Oh! Oh!
Never. You don't ever do that.
There. Just words, Captain.
No, they're Sam's words. And you're going to show some goddamn respect by not dragging his memory through your scum.
Officer Lambert was as much my colleague as he was yours.
No, Sam was my friend. All you ever saw was a guinea pig to stick your needles into.
That's not...
Don't lie! That's all we ever were to you. From day one, you planned it. You planned to lie to us, and betray us, and infect us, and watch us die.
Yes, I planned. From the first day I knew what I was doing. And that is why I infected Officer Fisher.
What?
Oh, surely you have not forgotten. Officer Fisher worked in engineering. Big, tall man and strong as ox. Fisher, who I made sure got 6 months of physical conditioning to prepare him to withstand the effects of virus. He was the one that I infected. I had to test Decima. I needed human subject, and I needed it to remain secret. But intention was never for anyone to die. Not unless unavoidable.
But Fisher did die.
Tragic accident. One which even your addled mind has to realize was not my responsibility. And then what? Command made the call. Decima research must continue. Radiation trials must continue. We need new subject.
Oh, and what? Go infect astrophysicist. It's not like you don't have a spare.
I did the best I could. I tried to save Dr. Hui and Officer Lambert's lives. Do not think it was not hard for me.
Then why the hell did you come back and do it all over again?
I told you. My work will save countless lives. No one gets to discount that. Not even me.
Left or right?
Left.
If the situation were the same, I would kill them all again.
What?
You said that. The day we almost froze to death. Did you mean it?
Yes, I did.
Even knowing how bad it'd get? Who you would have to-
I stand by my decisions, Loveless.
You just keep going. Kinda like a cockroach. Must be nice to be completely free of morals.
Do not mistake determination for enthusiasm, Captain. None of it was nice. None of it was easy. Through here. Tell me, where does this all go? How does it end?
What do you mean?
Minkowski needs me for information so she does not kill me. Eiffel needs me for doctor, so I stay alive. You need another person to oppose Kepler. What happens to me when it's all done?
I don't know.
Do not lie. Not to me.
When this is over, you'll pay for everything you've done.
You see, no compromise, no hesitation. Refreshing.
What's your plan? What does your happy ending look like?
Same as always. Endure. Continue the work. Survive.
That's it?
Don't fool yourself, Captain. That's all there ever is. No one gets a happy ending.
Say you're sorry.
What?
Say you're sorry for everything you've done to me.
But I am not...
I know. Lie to me. Say it, or I turn the hell around.
I am sorry. For everything I did to you.
Say it like you mean it.
I am sorry for everything I did to you.
Beg me to forgive you.
I beg you to forgive me.
No. Come on. Put some beg into it.
I beg you to forgive me. Please. Satisfied? You think I care about pride? Humiliation? I will do whatever it takes. It doesn't matter what you have to give up, who you have to hurt, how far you have to go.
Ask me again why I don't trust you.
We do not have time for games.
Says the games master. That's the thing about you, Doc. You do anything to win. And I think that includes switching sides the moment Command is willing to take you back.
No. They are finished with me.
Of course they are.
They are. And you should have proof in just a moment.
Whatever you say. Hold on. Where are we? This... This wasn't here the last time. Was it?
I did not think so, no. Good to have independent confirmation.
Hera? What is the purpose of this room? Hera?
Her sense horizon seems to stop at that threshold. I do not think she is aware of this section of the Hephaestus structure.
Doctor, what are we doing here?
Just making a point, Captain. You see that?
See what? What? Is that? What does it say?
At Krit Sluchi, Kritichiskaya Situatsia, Itolka Yesli Voyadni. Roughly translated, open in case of emergency. Open only when you are alone.
That was definitely not here.
Agreed.
And what's behind it?
Endgame. After your return, you told me you had a theory. Command might be toying with me the same way they played games with all of you. The thought had already crossed my mind.
Because of that?
Because of that door. Because they put this here, and for 2 years, it has sat here, waiting for me. Whatever I may have once been, I am now just another pawn for their games. And once I go through that door, the game will be over. You see, they have no more use for me, and I have no intention of facing whatever they have prepared. Just like you, we are in the same boat, no? All right, I think I have made my point. Let's get you your fertilizer.
Wait, wait. Wait, what? Whoa, whoa. No, 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 no. What is behind that door?
You've never actually gone through it, have you?
Sorry, Captain, but no. No. I have spent so much time contemplating this, and I wish I could say that I was ready to face it, but the truth is...
Yeah, you don't get a choice. Come the hell on.
Captain, I don't know that I can... Oh!
Don't care. Let's go. All right. It's a dark room. If you pushed me, I might even say it's a very dark room.
Captain, please. We do not know what...
Voice recognition. Alexander Hilbert.
Okay. Let there be light. And I guess you're right. They were expecting you.
Yes.
Well, now that we can see, any ideas about... What the hell is that? Okay, we've got some kind of dentist chair from hell. I think that's a good way to describe this machine, yeah? And there's this halo at the top, I guess. A head goes in there? Any of this making sense to you?
No, Captain. I do not know what any of this is supposed to be.
Well, that can't be good.
Hello, Alexander. If you're listening to this, well, it means that you found the little Easter egg I left behind. Clever old you. Well done. Of course. If you're listening to this, it also means that the other crew must be... well, let's just say that they've gone away. Just like last time. Naughty, naughty! Here's the thing, Alexander. I can't keep bailing you out every time things don't exactly pan out like you want them to. Cause someone's arming a leg to hike out there, and I don't need to tell you how busy we are. Now, don't get me wrong. I really like you, Alexander. You're a first-class mind. And that is a terrible thing to waste. But then, I realized... maybe we don't have to. That's where this little gizmo comes in. And an old friend of mine put it together. And I think you're going to find it to be a very elegant solution. You just hop in the chair, lean back, and it takes care of the rest. High power neuroscan. It'll take a quick look-see into that talented coconut of yours, scoop out whatever's in there, and beam it over to us. Instant relay of, well, everything. Anything you've learned, seen, thought, any breakthroughs you've had with your research. Full neurological map. So you see, you can kick back, safe, in the knowledge that all the work you've done will be in good hands. And we'll handle whatever the next step might be. And as for you, well, you can do whatever you want. You get what all of us want at the end of the day. Some peace and quiet. And some time to yourself. Happy endings. All around. Now, I know that this might all seem a bit radical, so if you need to take a while before you sit back, by all means, we're in no rush. But I think that sooner or later, you're going to come around. Don't worry. We'll be ready. Whenever you are. Goodbye, Alexander. Thanks for all the memories. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your time in our facilities. Ta-ta!
That's... God, I don't... I don't know if even you deserve that. That's...
Apologies, Captain. That is not what I was expecting.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, take a moment and...
Instantaneous relay of a complete neurological pathway map. That's brilliant.
What?
I have long suspected Command has been growing unsatisfied with our partnership. But this is chance for my work to continue, to make a difference. Cutter is right. It is very elegant solution.
What the hell is wrong with you? I will never understand you. How are you not angry? How are you not revoltingly angry? They were going to leave you up here to rot.
But my work would have made it back to Earth. Everything I have done would be... It would have made a difference. I find it to be perfectly equitable.
Listen to me, you despicable waste of a soul. That's not how you react to this. Humanity 101. When someone lies to you, when someone betrays you, when they leave you to die alone in the cold, you do not find it perfectly equitable. You get angry and you do whatever you have to do in order to show them that they have made the worst mistake of their lives. It doesn't matter what you have to give up, who you have to hurt, how far you have to go.
Isabel, are you listening to yourself?
Oh, God damn it. So, what now? You gonna get in the chair?
Please, Captain. Once again, you are confusing determination with enthusiasm. If my work can only continue without me, that will have to suffice. But intention is not for anyone to die. Least of all me.
Jesus. You really are a cockroach, aren't you? Dirty. Sick. And impossible to kill. And God help us. That may be what we need right now. All right. Let's talk.
Can I help you, Commander?
Listen. I know your suggestions haven't exactly gone over well, but I don't want you to... Whatever we do, we're going to need you, Doctor. I want you to know that.
I know that.
Okay. Okay, then.
Anything else?
Could I ask you for an opinion on a personal issue?
Under no circumstances.
Well, let's say I found out something. Something that should be irrelevant. Except maybe it isn't. Maybe now with everything that we're dealing with...
What is
with,
your point, Minkowski?
I found out something about Eiffel. And I think that you know what it is. I think that you know the whole story. Right after everything at Christmas, you threatened him. You said you'd tell me something. Hilbert, I can't. I can't go to Eiffel with this. I can't even look him in the eye right now. Whatever you know, whatever you can tell me, I have to... I need you to tell me before I go crazy.
Of course, Lieutenant. Let me tell you what I know. I know that you need to grow up. We are at too many disadvantages and too much danger to waste time quibbling over useless trivia. And of all things, over Eiffel's useless trivia. Whatever happened before we came here is irrelevant. It will only distract you from what really matters. What you need is to focus on being here, on being ready, and on surviving. grow up, and get back to work.
Yeah. Back to work.
Everything in order.
Yep.
I've moved the last of the fertilizer to the room in engineering, along with the rest of your supplies.
Well, I guess that means we're in business.
How long before we have enough?
With our current schedules? At least 4 weeks. But after that, we should have enough napalm to do some real damage.
Good.
Are you sure about the others?
Quite. It may take slightly longer than 4 weeks, and it may require some persuasion, but they will see sense. Either way, we will not be able to manage this by ourselves.
Fair enough. Well, you know what they say. We don't get to choose who we fight with. We don't get to choose who we fight against.
We only get to choose how we stand together against the enemy.
Yeah. That.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kind Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Eiffel and Hilbert was played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The role of Hero was played by Michaela Swee. The role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Cutter was played by Scotty Shoemaker. Original music by Alan Rohde. An audio recording by Jared Paul. Want to invest in Dr. Hilbert's mandatory education in humanity? Do so by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras, or follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at wolf359radio for news and more.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This season on Civilized. Or not, it's improvised, so you don't know.
Barty, please, no!
It has to be done for the good of the children.
Captain, is it Beatrix or Beatrice? I'm so confused.
I'll tell you who it is. It's your mother!
I have summited the mountain, and I declare this land for my own.
Barty, get down from the roof!
Every time.
I can't believe we made it into space, Beatrice!
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, Al. Wait, which version are you?
Which version are you?
So you're saying we've been on Earth the whole time?
Yeah, man, it's like just a simulation.
Actually, we've been dead the whole time.
Actually, this is Lost.
Actually, I'm lost.
We only have 5 seconds to defuse this bomb.
When you started saying that, or at the end of saying that?
Sound of explosion.
So join us on Civilized Season 5 for this stuff that might happen, but probably a lot of it won't. Regardless, we're back with your favorite characters doing zany things in space, and we couldn't be more pumped. We'll see you soon, listeners.
Civilized Season 5 begins May 31st, 2023. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts or visit civilizedpod.com.
That got weird.
Because usually they're pretty normal.
Yeah.